Welcome to episode 120 of the Golf Talk Podcast, brought to you by thesandtrap.com. This is take two at episode 120. Apple introduced a bug in Soundtrack last Monday and fixed it on Thursday, which was about a day and a half too late for me. We're going to try it again. Alan and I are going to give it another go, but we're going to not talk about the British Open. Tom Watson didn't win, in case you didn't know. Stuart Sink did. Yippee for him. Boo for Tom Watson.
Exactly.
Who putted like a 59-year-old at the end. We'd agreed on that, right?
Yeah, I think there's...
We'd also agreed that Tiger Woods did not need a new swing coach.
No. Tiger Woods, no new swing coach, and...
And when he wins this week by 4, those people should maybe shut up again. Who am I kidding? They'll never shut up.
No, they'll pick on something. Well, you know, he swears too much on the course, so...
Gordon Roberts. He's the Tiger Woods of the Champions Tour, of the majors, anyway. He's won quite a few wins in a playoff at Sunningdale, kind of a Parkland course, not what you'd expect to see of a British Open, admittedly the senior British Open. Tom Watson finished at -7, well back, I think minus 12, got into the playoff. Greg Norman went into the final day leading and was nowhere to be seen, really. especially after he buried one right on 17 off the tee. Just within two at the time.
It's Greg Norman, third round lead, failing to pull off another one. I mean, not completely shocking. Yeah, I guess it's interesting. I guess I didn't realize that the British Open had a little different playoff system.
Yeah, the senior British.
The senior British versus the Open Championship.
Yeah, they just go to sudden death. They're like, these old farts don't deserve a four-hole playoff.
Yeah, apparently not. You lose the first hole off to the beer tent, I guess, as opposed to making them trudge around for four, which...
Well, and the advantage of having, you know, like 42 minutes or whatever we got of tape-delayed coverage is that they can throw the playoff in there and edit it so it still fits in the allotted time frame. There's not even any extra TV coverage and all that whopping amount of TV coverage we get.
Practically didn't even know they were playing, so...
No. They get like 2 hours.
Yeah,
of tape delayed. It's great.
You don't get to see a lot of Champion Tour events on TV, and surprisingly, even for majors, it seems like
we get even less of the Women's British Open, which is disappointing because, you know, at this point, the Women's Tour is far more interesting to me than the Champions Tour.
Oh, by far. And the fact that we don't get to watch them, and B, when they're on, it's tape delayed, or you got
to
guess.
You have to avoid looking at the internet to see who won.
Right, yeah. It's not a lot of fun, but...
With the same thing with the Evian Masters, won by Ai Miyazato. We're not going to talk about her, though, so...
No, but Lauren Roberts wins. All he does is win majors, and he gets the...
Fred Funk chokes.
Yep.
Greg Norman chokes. Tom Watson was tired.
Understandably so, but apparently he, you know...
And guess what? He has another major this week, the U.S. Senior Open.
Right. So he gets to spend three majors...
Another continent, another... You think the LPGA Tour schedule's stupid. Look at this. The seniors have back-to-back majors in different continents.
That's a little bizarre. Yeah.
But they also have five majors, too, so whatever.
You know, five majors and, like, 10 total events. So more power to them, and yeah.
Yeah. The former fifth major on the PGA Tour before it was supplanted by the tournament, which will go nameless. The Canadian Open took about a week and a half to finish. Multiple rain delays. You know, some of the guys played almost 36 holes on Monday, but they get it in. And then they get a two-hole playoff in there, too.
Yeah, why not?
Yep. Nathan Greene wins his first PGA Tour event, defeating Retief Goosen in the playoff. Anthony Kim kind of gagged it away there. I think he shot even par, one over on the last day. One over, I think, because he dunked the ball in the water there on 18, going for it. From 167, dunked the ball. Retief Goosen putted like Tom Watson there a few times at the end and gave it away.
Yeah, this was just a bizarre tournament. Talk about never being on. I flipped on the TV without really paying attention. All of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. These guys aren't on the leaderboard. You got to see a lot of tape delayed from last year, which was nice, I guess.
Yeah, you're like, oh, Ches Reavie's winning again. You're like, oh, wait.
2 years in a row. Outstanding.
The weather looked the same.
Yeah, I mean, it
they need to put that thing that says 2008 replay or something more prominently. You know, it goes away for like 45 minutes at a time.
Yeah, you really never know what you're watching. It is really quite bizarre that they wouldn't have that, like, a banner.
They like it. They like it that way. That way you watch for 45 minutes, and then you just get pissed, and you change the channel, but you already watched for 45 minutes. So.
45 minutes, and never get back. But congratulations to Nathan Greene. He wins. I mean, the event took, like you said, 2 weeks, and it was rain, and more rain.
So some weird things happened, and we'll talk about those later. Nathan Greene, not really a part of those weird things, except for the fact that he hit two balls into the people behind 18 twice there in regulation and then in the playoff. Got away with it both times to make par, but Retief Goosen fanned a 5-foot putt on the 18th in the playoff to even move it to the 17th. second playoff hole. So we're not expecting great things. You know, for Teve Goosen wins, it's a bigger story. Nathan Green winning, good for him.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. You know, I mean, he's not a spring chicken.
No. And just goes to show you win one event, how quick you can move up the money list. So guys are playing for jump change.
And the FedEx Cup points list.
Oh, that thing's still going on?
Our podcast will keep going on after this message, so stay tuned.
On a scorecard, all shots are created equal.
A stroke is a stroke.
And from the first tee to the 18th green,
there's only one piece of equipment
I use for every one of them.
My golf ball.
And in a game where just one shot can decide a championship,
the ball you play
makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
And that's why there's only one ball I'd ever play.
That's why there's only one ball
I'd ever play.
Performance counts. Quality counts. Every shot counts. Titleist, the number one ball in golf.
The beating ball segment's going to lead off with some guy named Tiger. I guess he's going to come back and play a little bit. Tiger Woods is committing to his former sponsor, Buick, and will be playing in the Buick Open over at Michigan.
Potentially the last Buick Open.
Yes, which we'll talk about in a second. Interesting because Tiger usually doesn't play three events in a row.
Tiger doesn't play two events in a row.
Yeah.
But you know what? If he wins this week, he can continue his streak of winning the tournament 2 weeks before every major.
That's true. Good point. So.
I don't know what you call that. It'll be like the, Fortnite Slam.
I don't know. I will not pick him to win.
That sounds good. No, the Fortnite Slam. I like that.
Very nice. Very nice.
Isn't a Fortnite 14 days?
Sure. We'll roll with that. I was kind of surprised since, finding out he's only played 10 events. But it does seem like forever.
Well, he didn't start till the Masters, or, you know, Bay Hill 2 weeks before that. He didn't play Torrey Pines. He played Doral.
True.
He played the match play. But he didn't start, you know, he didn't get those one or two events in earlier, that he would normally get. He's just saving up so he can do the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Ah.
You know, skip the first two events of those and then play the last two.
And
the President's Cup, because he cares about that too.
So you're already on record saying he's going to only play two. Yeah, I was just going to ask you what was going to be the over-under.
Three. Yeah. 2.5 would be a good over-under, but I think you'd take the over on that. They played three the last time. Yeah, the people that are saying he needs to play more are kind of coming out of the woodwork. He has to get to his 15, or he gets in trouble. So he was going to add one somewhere, basically, because to at least make up for the, you know, because what's he have left? He has the PGA, he has two, maybe three of the PGA Tour events, and he has Bridgestone. So that's five, so that gets him to 15. You know, he likes to play 16, 17, 18-ish events. So he was going to add one here or there somewhere. It just happens to be this one. There's a difference between hitting balls at Isleworth and competing in PGA Tour events. And so he's had success here. You know, it's like going back to somewhere where, he's never shot over par in 32 rounds. Sounds like a good place to get your mojo back.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe this is just something a little, you know, he's played, you know, he hasn't played much before the majors, and then he wins the event and then goes to the majors and, you know, doesn't play that great or...
Sucks.
Sucks would be a nice way to put it. Or miss the cut, you know.
For him.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's good. I think it's good for the state of Michigan. He's going to be there. A lot of people are going to go see him. And it's not like he's playing on the West Coast and has to cruise over to the East Coast to play the next week. So all in relatively the same area.
Plus, as a Penguins fan, I can say that it might be nice for Michigan area fans to see someone in red doing well, unlike their hockey team.
Wah, wah, wah. Thank you. He'll be here all week.
Suck it, Red Wings.
Yeah, so, but anyway, he's going to play in the Buick Open, which is nice because next year it won't be called the Buick Open.
If it exists, yes.
According to an article we will link here from the folks at Golf Week, Buick's 51-year run, the Buick Open, is going to end.
You saw this coming.
I mean, this isn't anything new. I mean,
even if Buick pulls out of Torrey Pines, someone else will step into the Torrey Pines event.
Yep.
Because that one always gets Tiger. It's a home game. It's, you know, for him, it's a West Coast. It's on a well-known now golf course. Someone will step into this one. There's talk, I think, that the U.S. Bank Championship might move to take over this slot, maybe. They were talking about moving that around. Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly were talking about that. That's something might move into here. The spot won't go unfulfilled. It's 2 weeks before a major, so someone will play it. Someone will have something there. It just won't be Buick.
It's a pretty prime week for the tour. And yeah, I mean, it's too bad, but there again, this wasn't shocking to see, you know, Buick having to pull out of this. I mean, with them being in bankruptcy and, you know, being, owned 95% by the government, you can't exactly spend money sponsoring a golf tournament.
Hey, if we own them, why can't we vote on that?
Well, that's a good idea. We,
as American citizens, we should get to vote.
I vote they stay on it. I don't care. If you're going to spend my tax dollars, spend it on a golf tournament.
Yeah, sounds great. Just let us all in free.
Exactly.
If you pay taxes, you get in free.
Exactly.
Mark Calcavecchia sets a PGA Tour birdie record, 9 birdies in a row. Admittedly, 3 of those holes happen to be par 5, so that helps. But
I was just shocked he was able to play 9 straight holes.
Yeah, they were in a row too, right? Like no rain delays in the middle. I think, yeah, they had to be. So 9 holes. He started on the back 9, birdied a bunch going out, birdied a couple more, shot 82.
Yeah, you know, the course is pretty much a lake, so you can pretty much fire at the flag and the ball's not going to move. You know, his 9 birdie putts were all from 15 feet or closer, so you can pretty much fire at the flag and your ball's not going to move anywhere. So, but still pretty cool thing, 9 birdies.
I think it was cooler that we had a tournament with 8 holes in one.
Yeah. BMW, yeah, was it? A couple on the same hole and just...
BMW is now going to have to declare bankruptcy because at least 4 of them were on the hole that had the BMW on it. And it wasn't like limited to the first one from what I understand. So they gave away at least 4 BMWs.
To a bunch of guys.
Z4 too, not the cheap ones, you know, not like a 3 right. series.
So yeah, not bad. You get a free BMW for a bunch of guys that each make over $1 million a year. So it's awesome.
For an under 150 yard hole with a big slope to throw your ball right back at the hole. And a ball for the one guy to conveniently bounce it off of.
Yeah,
Leif Olsen.
A, you won't.
There's a Minnesota name for you. Leif. It's like a Viking name, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's good Scandinavian name right there. But yeah, you won't see that pin placement next year, and BMW will put some wording in their contract that only the first guy that makes a hole in one gets a free car. The rest of you guys, go buy one.
You're gonna free BMW lapel pin, something like that.
Pledge pin?
A free BMW ball marker. That's all you get.
Very nice.
You won't even need it since your ball's in a hole. So.
But it'll be a nice thing to have. And you can also maybe use that new ball marker at Justin Timberlake's new course.
It's eco-friendly and it's now open.
Awesome. Pretty impressive, though. I mean, he took this course in near Memphis and dumped about $16 million in it to make it more eco-friendly. And, you know, hopefully... You know, he seems like he's trying to be an ambassador to the game of golf and trying to get more people involved. And whether or not you like Justin Timberlake or whatnot, that's cool. I mean, he's trying to get people to play, and I guess we'll see how this course does.
He cares about the game. I couldn't care less about his music, but this is good.
The amount of courses that are closing, he could probably buy a few more.
Yeah, you can have the Justin Timberlake Trail.
There you go.
It's Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail, but, you know, as long as he doesn't start naming all his courses after, like, top 10 songs he's had or something.
Yeah, if each hole is songs that he's... Oh, that would be bad.
Lee Trevino speaks out, says Tiger Woods should play every tournament. Obviously not in 1 year, but, you know, every 3 or 4 years. They have the requirement on the LPGA where every player has to play in every tournament at least once every, I think, 4 years over there. Lee Trevino thinks it should be the same on the PGA Tour. And every tournament should be able to count on Tiger Woods being there once every 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I certainly don't think it's a bad rule. Tiger will never do it. And I don't even know if...
We'll see if Tiger doesn't do it. What's the point of having the rule? And honestly, you know, Tiger has already done a lot for the tour. Not only, you know, and all the other players on it. Not just raising the purses and stuff. But everything... He's done the FedEx Cup commercials. He seems to have done all the things that they ask of him. This would be pushing it. Because Tiger is... He doesn't really care about the regular PGA Tour events. He cares about majors. And if you force him to screw up his major preparation by playing once every couple of years before the week before the majors, he's going to be kind of ticked. And he's not going to be performing the way he thinks he best performs in majors. And that's not going
to
happen.
I think the PGA Tour has to kind of walk pretty softly around this issue. You don't want to kill the golden goose. I mean, not just because purses are up because of him, golf in general. I mean, more people are, you know, participating and watching, and I mean, he does so much more to sit there and have to force him to play. Would it be nice if he'd play some more events? It'd be great. Is it going to happen? No, but.
I'd be curious too if there were certain events that Lee Trevino skipped routinely because he didn't like the course or because it was a bad time of year or because whatever reason, because, you know, kind of hypocritical to say,
this otherwise. It's Tiger's MO. He doesn't play much more than 17, 18, 19 tournaments a year, and you're just never going to get that out of him.
He doesn't play more than Jack Nicklaus did when after his first few years out.
And that's it. I mean, he wants to win majors, and
same deal.
We get to see him in the 4 majors and a bunch of other tournaments. That's fine.
We'll get to see Phil Mickelson next week at the WGC Bridgestone Invitational. Phil and his wife, Amy, and his mother, Mary, have been battling breast cancer. Phil hasn't been literally himself, but you know what I mean. They've had the surgeries. We reported last week that everybody seems to be doing well, and is resting and recovering, and the surgeries went well for everybody. But we will see him at the WGC Bridgestone, and then obviously probably the PGA after that. So I don't know that we can expect too much from him. But the WGC is pretty much a money grab because there's no cut, and it's, you know, a field of 72 players or so. We can't speculate on whether Phil will see the weekend because unless he breaks a leg, he pretty much will. He's got that going for him.
Yeah, it's a good event for him to come back to. Like you said, he doesn't have to.
Well, he gets four competitive rounds in too, guaranteed. So that's a plus.
It'll be good prep for him for the PGA. And you know, there again, I mean, if he's back playing, then that means you know, both his wife and mother must be doing pretty okay if he's going to be back playing for a couple weeks, which is a good thing.
Or they're getting sick of him.
Maybe that's it.
They're like, all right, Phil. I'm just resting. Go do something.
You need to go play golf.
Get out of the house.
Could very well be it.
And I don't mean that because Phil's annoying or anything like that. I would obviously really have no idea, and I doubt they would think that way. I just, you know, sometimes that's how you feel. Sometimes people get tired of being waited on.
Well, it must be different,
too.
I mean,
that kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, he's gone so much anyway. I mean, during a normal tour year, and by this point, you know, Amy might be just going nuts. Yeah.
She needs me time. That does it for episode 120 of the Golf Talk Podcast. For all the links to the stories we talked about, check the show notes. Click and find the stories. For comments, post them on the comments. Join the forum. Send us an email. Do whatever. For Alan Olson, this is Eric Brzezinski saying, hasta la vista, Waffle House.